Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall, 58 degrees right now in Richland Center, under sunny skies. In the news this morning, we'll kick it off. Derek Brown, Richland County Patrol Superintendent, has asked us to remind our listeners, County B in Sextonville will be closed today from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. for culvert replacement. This is Buena Vista Township, Section 6. So again, County B in Sextonville closed today, 8 a.m. to 3:30 for culvert replacement. The City of Richland Center is launching a new community engagement initiative called Center Conversations. Residents are invited to join city staff for an informal discussion about city services, operations, projects, concerns, and questions. This begins Wednesday, June 10th from noon until 1 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. There's no formal agenda. This is just an opportunity to connect with city staff, ask questions, share feedback, and learn more about what's happening in the community. For more information, contact City Hall 608-647-3466. State Senator Howard Markline announced yesterday he is officially on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District in the Wisconsin State Senate. Markline said, "I'm humbled by the generous support I have received from the residents of the 17th Senate District. As your state senator, I've worked to protect Wisconsin's checkbook and advocate for the unique needs of our community. I am ready to do what it takes to earn re-election to the state Senate so I can help reduce the cost of living, cut taxes, fund our shared priorities, and do what is best for southern and southwestern Wisconsin." Howard Markline is unopposed in the August primary and will be on the ballot for re-election to represent the 17th Senate District November 3rd. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College celebrated a milestone as the first cohort of students graduated from the college's radiography program. 9 students completed the program, which launched in August 2024. To help meet the growing demand for radiographers in Southwest Wisconsin. For Rachel Harris, radiography program director and instructor, watching the first class cross the graduation stage marked the culmination of years of work, growth, and perseverance. "When we started in 2024, the students had a really basic understanding of how everything was going to work," she said. "Honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better first class to have because while they were growing as students and future technologists, our program was also growing into something more every day they were here. Graduates of the program are now prepared to work as radiographers in hospitals and clinics, performing diagnostic imaging procedures, including x-rays and fluoroscopy. They'll work closely with radiologists, physicians, and emergency room staff to capture images used in patient diagnosis and treatment. The need for radiographers remains strong throughout the region." Harris said 7 of the 9 graduates already have jobs, and every student who applied for a position received an offer. Clinical partners frequently contacted the program with job openings for students. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, along with a coalition of 22 other attorneys general, and the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, is opposing a proposed U.S. Department of Labor rule that would put millions of Americans' retirement savings at risk. The coalition argues the rule would expose workers and retirees to volatile alternative assets such as cryptocurrency. The proposed change is criticized for creating a loophole that prevents courts from evaluating if 401k fiduciaries were, quote, careful and skillful in choosing investments, thereby shifting financial risk from plan managers to workers. The DOL estimates this could affect 4.5 million workers, with about $178 billion annually moving into riskier funds. Attorney General Call stated that the government should not be rewriting the rules at the expense of working people, noting the rule could force seniors to delay retirement or increase reliance on public assistance. The Vernon County Department of Human Services recognizes June as Elder Abuse Awareness Month, calling for community support to protect older adults age 60 and over. Elder abuse is defined as any action or lack of action that causes harm or creates a significant risk of harm, including physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, neglect, financial exploitation, or self-neglect. Nationally, 1 in 10 older adults experience abuse, but only 1 in 14 cases are reported. Self-neglect is the most frequent local concern. In 2025, Vernon County Adult Protective Services responded to 135 reports, providing essential services and critical assistance to 21 eligible individuals using state funding. Residents are encouraged to wear purple on June 15th for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Key signs of abuse include unexplained financial loss, injuries, poor hygiene, unsafe home conditions, and sudden changes in mood or withdrawal. Prevention requires community involvement, including checking on neighbors, supporting caregivers, and confidentially reporting suspected abuse to local law enforcement. The Vernon Crawford chapter of Wisconsin Farmers Union is set to host 4 pizza nights at Sittin' Pretty Farm in Viroqua this season. During these events, the chapter will raise funds for its local Food Bucks Farmers Market program. These fundraising events will be held June 19th, July 24th, August 28th, and September 18th, all from 5 to 8 p.m. at the farm located at the corner of Ridge Road and County Road NN in Viroqua. Chapter members will be volunteering their time to make and serve pizzas. All profit from the events will go toward the chapter's Double Up Food Bucks initiative at the Viroqua Farmers Market, which is a nutrition incentive program that matches market shoppers' SNAP or EBT spending, dollar for dollar, up to $35 per market. Sittin' Pretty Farm has generously offered 4 pizza nights to our chapter throughout the season to assist in our funding efforts, says Matthew Cronshable, president of the WFU Vernon Crawford chapter. He also said this will provide our chapter with a solid foundation of expected income to run this program and has allowed us to kick off the market season strong, with already over $300 matched after just 2 markets. Sittin' Pretty Farm loves to gather folks together on a beautiful ridgetop for good pizza, brews, and live music for good causes, said Steve Lawless, owner of Sittin' Pretty Farm. We're happy to partner for a 3rd season and are excited to do 4 fundraisers to help support them in addressing local food insecurity. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, in partnership with the Brewer Public Library of Richland Center, successfully hosted its first ever teddy bear clinic at the hospital on Saturday, May 30th. The event welcomed children, their stuffed animals, and families for a morning of hands-on learning, creativity, and fun. The free interactive event invited children to bring their favorite stuffed animals or adopt a new one on site and step into the role of caregiver. Young participants guided their plush companions through a series of engaging exam stations, including height and weight checks, bandaging injuries, and even a pretend x-ray experience. Each activity was designed to help children feel more comfortable and confident in healthcare settings. Families were greeted by TRHC's Boo Boo Bear, who ushered them to story time where the Brewer Public Library book, How Do Dinosaurs Get Well Soon, was read by Allison Ewing, APNP at Richland Hospital Clinic. Before heading to the teddy bear stations, with a health checklist in hand, children rotated through each station and enjoyed creative activities, including painting a giant bear using syringes to squirt paint. Participants completed their experience by receiving a health certificate for their stuffed animal. The Brewer Public Library was on hand to share summer reading resources, stickers, bookmarks, and a fun teddy bear activity sheet. This event was created to help ease anxiety and make healthcare feel approachable for children, said Heather Tomey, RN, and one of the event organizers. It was incredibly rewarding to see kids engaging, learning, and having fun. Volunteers and staff played a key role in bringing the event to life, guiding families through each station and creating a welcoming, educational environment. The Teddy Bear Clinic not only provided an opportunity for imaginative play, but also introduced children to healthcare concepts in a positive and memorable way. One young attendee arrived with concern, telling staff, "Teddy is sick." She was quickly reassured that she had come to the right place and that her bear would be well cared for. By the end of the visit, Teddy had received a clean bill of health. When asked if Teddy was feeling better, the child responded with an enthusiastic yes and a big smile, capturing the heart of the Teddy Bear Clinic experience. Vital statistics right after this.